Hey guys, good evening, good afternoon, or good morning from wherever you're listening from. My name is Pamela. I like to be called Dr. Zion. So, we're going right into today's episode, and you know, I feel like it's something we all might have heard. It's a popular thing, and it worries me a little bit, and I have something against it. Okay. So, and today's topic is God's mercy, the bare minimum, with a question mark. But before I go into the topic, I'm really going to talk about the bare minimum. For a long time, I feel like most people have misunderstood the bare minimum. You know, when you just say, oh, yeah, she's supposed to do it, he's supposed to do it, it's the bare minimum. Now, what is really the bare minimum? Honestly, I feel like I actually want to use a dictionary definition, what the internet say, what the bare minimum is, and what people claim it to be. Now, the internet says the smallest possible quantity or the least fulfilling but still adequate condition that is required, acceptable, or suitable for some purpose, meaning it's a small quantity. A small quantity, right? But it's adequate, it's enough, it's what is needed, it's acceptable, and it's required. But my question is that people tend to categorize almost everything as bare minimum. Let me use, for instance, okay, let's say I'm sick, and let's say a friend of mine comes visiting, and she says, oh, hi, Pamela, I just came to check up on you, I just want to know how you're doing, I just wanted to, you know, I bought some provisions, and hopefully it makes you feel better. And I say, thank you, right? Now, some people will tell me, oh, that's the bare minimum, I'm black. No, for someone should to leave their house, use their time, use their resources and energy, even if it's the tiniest thing, right? I feel like it shouldn't be categorized as bare minimum. I really hope someone is getting my point first. Now, in the sense that the bare minimum has eroded us of appreciation. Now, when we categorize everything as bare minimum, the depth of gratitude becomes empty, if that makes sense. Now, if you're supposed to appreciate someone from a level, let's say like a 70%, because you feel like it's bare minimum, you appreciate the person in 20%, like, oh, anybody can do it, people can do it, it's random, it's expected. You know, it's normal. Believe me, there is no normal. Every little thing a person does for you, be it your partner, your friend, your colleague at work, every little thing is not normal. It's not random. Okay, it's not minimum. It's not the bare minimum. It's not small. Once you start saying every little thing as small, okay, it makes you appreciate less, and even when the big thing is supposed to come, you don't get the big thing. Now, the reason why I used God's mercy, the bare minimum, for this topic was that if we underestimate the little things humans do for us, then there's a larger possibility that we are underestimating the mercy of God too. Yeah, it's just mercy. It's our Father is supposed to do it. Yeah, he's supposed to have mercy on us. He's supposed to, you know, provide for us. Yeah, he's supposed to. Of course, he's supposed to. That's why he created us, right? It is duty. But still, if you cannot appreciate a person that does little things for you, I feel like it's going to affect the way you appreciate your Maker. Okay, because if you say things as bare minimum, okay, it will get to a point that even the mercy of God will seem little to you, like it can actually do more. Is it just the mercy? Yeah, what of prosperity? What of this? What of that? And it makes you ungrateful. And you know what happens to an ungrateful person? It doesn't get more. So my point today is, there is really no bare minimum. There is nothing like bare minimum. Once you have the mentality of bare minimum, you become less appreciative and you become ungrateful. That's the only thing bare minimum does to you. Okay? I feel like, and also this bare minimum thing is more common in relationships. Okay? And I'm more surprised when I see people talk about bare minimum. Most times, girls who talk about bare minimum really have nothing to offer. Because if you have something to offer, you appreciate every little thing the person does for you. Okay? If it's coming from a sincere person, right? Now, in conclusion to what I want to say is that there is really no bare minimum. If you appreciate the little things, the bigger things are going to come. And for God's mercy, it's not little. But if you continue to see things as bare minimum, as normal, as small, as insignificant, as random, oh, he just helped me, or she just helped me, or God loves me, that's why he's doing these things to me, you know, he's supposed to do it, you become less appreciative, you become ungrateful, and you start receiving less. Maybe not receiving anything at all. Okay? So I feel like if you, after listening to this episode, I really want you to sit down and you know, and study your life. Like, have I been seeing things from an angle of bare minimum? Because most people don't know that it's even bare minimum they're seeing things from. Because social media, the world, life itself, everything has, you know, unconsciously we just accept things into our norm without even knowing that this is what is happening to us. So it's left for you to sit down and think about these things. Okay, how am I seeing life? How am I seeing things? Am I seeing things from a place of, oh, I deserve it? Okay? Oh, it's the least thing you can do for me, but yeah, thank you. When you begin to see life like that, even when God start blessing you, you get to a point you'll be like, it's normal, it's just little, the mercy of God. He's supposed to have mercy on me anyways. Please and please, whenever you start seeing life from that angle, snap out of it. It's the devil way of making you lose greater things that come in your way. Because once you start seeing life like that, you don't appreciate God. You don't want, you know, you're not gonna thank for rather, and you don't even give thanks. You're like, it's normal. Then there is a problem. There is just a problem. So I pray for everyone listening to me right now. Whatever we've accepted or whatever we've learned, subconsciously, unconsciously, by social media, by the internet, the world, friends, the world at large, that's made us see people's efforts as bare minimum, or make us see the mercy of God as little, as normal, or make us belittle the grace of God in our life, that is exempting us from more blessing from God or from humans. Because if people notice that you are not grateful, or you don't appreciate effort, they just step back and you lose a lot. So I pray that the Lord helps us and give us the grace to be able to appreciate people more, regardless of how little it is, in Jesus' name. Amen. So I hope you're able to get my points. I hope you're able to get the pinpoint. There is no bare minimum. Every little effort counts. Be appreciative. The mercy of God is not little. The grace of God is not little. Because it's comes, because it happens, does not make it little, does not make it random, does not make it bare or minimum. Okay, maybe you all have the art of thanks, in Jesus' name, amen. So, if you've not listened to the previous episode, listen to it and give me feedback. Send me messages, Instagram, Twitter, WhatsApp, anywhere. Yeah, bye, see ya.